家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hello, this is Selena.
我们昨天才过了圣诞节 ，so was it your first Christmas in China?
No, actually my fourth.
Fourth. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. How's your Christmas in this year?
Pretty good. Had some friends over and we ate hot pot.
I think a lot of Chinese like hot pot.
Hot pot.
如果大家想要收看我们这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So, what's our topic for today's podcast?
Well, some mistakes we often made in our daily life.
Ooh, well, I wonder which ones you picked.
第一个呢，就是你可以帮我把这个扔掉吗？我们通常喜欢说，Can you help me throw it? It doesn't make sense, right?
You mean throw something away?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, so like, for example, you bought a new phone、mm-hmm. and you don't want the old one, then the sentence should be, I threw my old phone away because I'm getting an iPhone X. I wish.
Are you going to throw your old phone away?
I wish I could afford an iPhone X.
对，就是 throw 这个词呢，本身呢就是表示扔这个动作。但是呢，如果你要表示把什么东西扔掉，你要用 throw something away， 就不要忘掉了 away 这样一个词。
So next we have dump something.、Mm. Can you dump this for me?
对，我们比如说想要对方帮你扔掉某个东西，还可以用 dump 这个词 ，D U M P。那么 dump something 就是把什么东西给扔掉。
Yep, so get rid of something.
Another one, right?
Yeah, that's another one.
对，就是这个用的比较多，就是也是表示把什么扔掉。比如说，哎，你可以帮我把这个扔掉吗？要扔的东西太多了。So, how to use this phrase?
You could say, can you get rid of it for me?
Mm-hmm. So, the three sentences all have the same meaning, right?
Yeah,
can you dump this for me? Can you throw this away for me? Can you get rid of it for me?
Yeah, right? They all mean...You're throwing something away.
Yeah. 还有呢，比如说你走在路上啊，你的鞋带散了，这是第二个我们可能会犯的错误。你说，哎，等等，我系一下鞋带。Maybe someone will say, "Hold up, I gotta tie my shoes up." There are two mistakes in that expression, right?
Yeah. So you have hold up. You got、mm-hmm. which the first hold up is different from the second hold up.
Yeah.
And then you have hold on. You've got tie my shoes or tie my shoelaces.
Yeah.所以就是等一下的时候我们就可以说啊 wait, hold a second, hold on a second.
Yeah, like hold on
or,
a second.
Or one second.
Yeah.
Or hang on a second.
Yeah.
对，而那个系鞋带呢，我们可以说 tie my shoes or tie my shoes laces, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could say tie your shoelaces.
But you often say tie my shoes.
Yeah.
Tie one's shoes.
Yeah, you say tie the shoes.
Yeah, what does the phrase mean, hold up?
So, hold up.Is something that causes delay. For example, we need to leave. Stop holding us up.
对对对，就是 hold up 这个它的意思啊，这个词组表示举起支撑。但是刚刚泽丽娜造的这个句子啊，在这个句子当中呢，表示耽搁的意思。What about tied up?
Okay. So tied up can actually mean two things. One, to literally tie something like your shoes. For example, I need to tie up my shoes. Or that you are busy with something. For example, if someone asks you for something, you can say, I'm a little tied up at the moment.
Gotcha. I like this expression. 就是 tie something up 可以表示把什么物、把什么东西系紧。比如说我们刚刚说的系鞋带。Tie up the books so we can sell them all together.
Yeah.
It's another example,、
yeah.
right? 就是把这些书捆起来我们就可以一起卖了。但是 Zelina 还分享了第二个意思，就是当你很忙的时候，你可以跟别人说I'm a little tied up. It means you're busy at the time.
Yeah, that means you're busy.、Mm-hmm.Okay, so let's say the right way to say it is,、hold on a sec, I need to tie my shoes.、
所以刚刚这个句子呢，就是正确的表示这句话的这个，比如说这个等一下我要系下鞋带啊，正确姿势。好，继续我们来继续来找错误。比如说我下班呢，想要顺便去趟药店啊，今天出门没吃药。I have to drop by to go to the drugstore. 那么这句话出现了什么错误呢？
Wait, you mean drop by the drugstore?
Yeah, drop by the drugstore. 所以这个 drop by 后面可以直接跟地名 for example, stop by place, swing by place, 都可以直接表示顺便去某个地方。
Yeah, so you can say, I need to swing by the drugstore, or I've got to drop by the drugstore, or I got to stop by the pharmacy.
Yeah, those are correct ones. I often confused about an expression like, I think so. Does it mean you are sure something, but not so sure? I don't know.
Yeah, so it means...Almost sure, but also not sure at the same moment. You think it is correct, but you don't have all the facts to know for sure.
Confusing. 就是你认为某件事情是真的，但是呢，又不是特别特别的确定。所以他想表达的意思就是，哎，有可能吧，但并不是表示我也是这么想的。很多人都以为 I think so 表示我也是这么想的。
So, like, for example, someone can say, is she married? And you can say, I think so.
就是、一个人说他结婚了吗？这里的 I think so, 它不是表示我也这么觉得，而是表示应该是结婚了。那我们真的想要表达我也这么想的时候呢，应该怎么说呢？
So there are several ways to express it, like, I had the same thought.
Or, I thought the same thing.
That's what I was thinking too. So,
and
makes sense.
That makes two of us.
Too much thing.
所以刚刚最后讲的这几句话呢，都是表示我也这么觉得。
So, today we have learned some different ways to say different things.
Yeah.
And how it could get very confusing, like hold up, hold on, tie your shoes. Oh, so many different ways to say different things. Throw away, pass by, go by, swing by.
对，我们今天学了特别多这个大家可能平时会犯的一些小错误，细节上的一些小错误。节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。这期节目就到这里了，我是木木
，This is Lilina，
我们下期见，
下期见，
拜拜，
拜。